Well, it may sound like the stuff of Hollywood, but the sex trafficking trade is alive and well in the United States, and that includes Central New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, forcing young women and men into a life of prostitution is a very lucrative business, but there is a move to end it in New York State.
Elsa Morales is the Syracuse Spanish Action League staffer who works with many of the victims of human trafficking who find themselves in Central New York. She meets them in local malls, college campuses, and parks.
You know, I have to tell you, the invisible people, they walk amongst us.
Sean Wrench, executive director of Forsaken Generation, a national group that wants to end human trafficking, says this forced prostitution happens all over America, including Syracuse.
Every hour, 34 children are forced into prostitution in the United States. That's what should shock people. Every single hour, 34 kids.
The Spanish Action League on Syracuse's Near West Side has become a touch point on the issue. The group that focuses on counseling, advocacy, and education for the city's growing Latino community noticed about 3 years ago there was an influx of women who were controlled by traffickers.
Why they really come here is for us because they speak Spanish. And they have no way to breach the language.
Executive Director Rita Paniagua says some victims of human trafficking don't even know what city they're in, much less what country. These women need a broad range of services, from legal help to mental health counseling. She remembers one case of a woman from Brazil.
After a few years, had a child, and then she was threatened by this person that he will take the child away, that she would never see her child grow up. So now we have a domestic violence issue as well, beyond the sex slavery.
That's why the Spanish Action League has signed on to support the New York State Trafficking Victims Protection and Justice Act. Emily Amick is the legislative coordinator of the New York State Anti-Trafficking Coalition.
The TVPJA, which is being sponsored by Assemblywoman Pollan and Senator Lanza, is currently in the codes committees. We are excited. We are building more support from within the legislature. More people are coming on as co-sponsors.
The coalition's goals are also included in Governor Cuomo's proposed 10-point women's policy agenda. The big thing that has to happen, says Wrench, is a stiffening of charges against traffickers. Right now, if they're caught, they face misdemeanor charges.
Trafficking needs to be a violent felony in New York State. It's not a violent felony. So we need to have better protections for the kids. We need to be putting these traffickers away.
In the meantime, Morales continues meeting local and federal agencies, trying to help these victims unshackle their chains. And she says sometimes there are happy endings. She was able to successfully help one woman who found the strength to break away from her trafficker. Morales says it started simply as the woman was walking through Destiny USA with her trafficker at her side.
She's not given an indication that she needs help. You can't see the chains, but they're definitely there. As she was walking, she said that she made eye contact just briefly with a stranger, and the stranger smiled at her. And she said for that brief moment, she felt human, and that changed her life.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.